crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR Race Recap.
What a weekend of racing in the Truck Series from Michigan. Bubba Wallace made the most of a fresh opportunity and took the win over Christopher Bell in the closing laps.
It's good to be back in the Truck Series. It's a product of having the Truck Series here come to Michigan and put on that great race. And so I knew those last laps were going to be hectic. I didn't want to make that move that early. I wanted to wait till about 3 or 4 to go. That also shows the product that they put into these race trucks and our Maestros Classic Chevy to keep us out front, be able to throw some of those moves to hold off those guys behind us and put our truck in victory lane.
Kyle Busch was third, words I almost never say, followed by Ryan Truex and Austin Cindric as the series heads to Bristol Motor Speedway. Check this out, tomorrow night, some midweek NASCAR for you. Over in the Xfinity Series, some road course action from Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. And in dominating fashion, Sam Hornish Jr. notches a win at his home racetrack for the first time, leading 61 laps from the pole.
It's a neat experience. I've had the opportunity to come to Mid-Ohio as a fan and also race a lot of different series here. I had a lot of friends and family down today, and to be able to finally punch that ticket to victory lane means a lot to me. You know, I felt like we had a car that was capable of doing what we did today last year, and the rain kept us from doing that. The fact that that we did it this year was kind of like an exercise in patience.
Daniel Hemric was second, followed by Matt Tift, J.D. Davison, and Andy Lally rounds out the top five as that series also heads to Bristol Motor Speedway this Friday night.
TheFinalLap.com.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
It's 5:05. Welcome to hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. Don't forget, vote in our poll question tonight at KGYMradio.com. If you had to buy stock or could buy stock on one true freshman at the University of Iowa, would it be basketball player Luca Garza or football player A.J. Epinesa? Vote now. Again, the website, kgymradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them hidden away behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast, right here in Cedar Rapids. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Colonels on the road tonight taking on the Burlington Bees. They fell at Community Field to the Bees 2-1 last night in the series opener. They'll be back home on Friday. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night as the Colonels welcome in the Beloit Snappers, the affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, 6:35 first pitch. $6 gets you your first draft beer of the night in the 16-ounce reusable mug, and then your refills are $3 all night long. Craft beer drinkers pay just $1 more for the first beer and then the refills as well. Again, Colonels and Snappers coming up on Friday night, Veterans Memorial Stadium. Tickets available at colonels.com. Speaking of tickets, sometime between now and the bottom of the hour, you're going to have a chance to see Hairball as they return to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. I had the date on this yesterday, I think it was November 19th. Does that sound right? In the ballpark. I know the concert is in November, and I know Hairball is a good time. So I know you're going to want to win these tickets. And again, sometime between now and 5:30 tonight, you'll have your opportunity. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about scheduling. And today, there was more Big Ten news. Northwestern and Colorado have announced that they're going to play a home-and-home series. Now, this one is way down the road. I think 2026, 2027, something like that. Now, many people may remember there's a tie between Northwestern and Colorado.
Yes, I do.
And that tie is a gentleman by the name of Gary Barnett, who led Northwestern to the Rose Bowl in the mid-90s and then left Evanston to go to Boulder and take over a coach in Colorado. And how did that turn out, Alex?
He led them to the Fiesta Bowl. Gary Barnett, up until Mike McIntyre recently, he got fired after a 7-6 season, and then Colorado promptly went on one of the worst stretches in the history of their football program. So yeah, you can, at the time, I think a lot of people were okay with Gary Barnett being fired, but in hindsight, probably not the best move.
The two teams have not played since 1978, and the series is 2026 and 2027. I didn't realize that this would get as much traction as it did. The segment that we did with Chris Raby of KMOX in St. Louis, a couple people, one in particular, said that the Cardinals are literally my least favorite team. But that was a great segment, 2924 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. But there are a lot of people who are throwing a penalty flag, if you will, on the Chicago native who grew up as a Cubs fan, saying he's no longer a Cubs fan and had very little reaction, if at all, to the Cubs winning the World Series last year. Happy for his grandma, happy for his friends who grew up Cubs fans. If your job depended on it, could you just flip a switch and cover your favorite team's rival as if there was no animosity between you and said team? 319-366-1600. I want to know if you could do it. If the money was good, to the point where you couldn't say no, but you were a Cubs fan your entire life, and the offer is to go be the biggest lapdog this side of Bernie Miklas for the St. Louis Cardinals, could you do it? Or Iowa fans, you get an opportunity, they're going to triple your salary. All you need to do is pretend like the Iowa Hawkeyes don't exist and that the world revolves around Ames, Iowa. 319-366-1600. Could you do it?
So I have to be like Dave Kaplan. I got to be the cat man.
You've got to be the guy for the team that in your heart of hearts you hate.
I don't think that there's any question about it. These are the highest profile jobs you can get in sports. So somebody who grows up their entire life, or at least from college, and aspires to cover Major League Baseball, aspires to cover the NFL, there are only a certain amount of jobs that you can get. And if an organization shows support for you that another organization doesn't, you're going to become a fan of that team. And
You don't have to be a fan. You just have to open about the fact that you completely disdain everything about that team.
Play-by-play wise, and people who work for the organizations, maybe this is a secret, maybe it's not, and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, because I know that we do have play-by-play announcers join our program.
You're not trying to offend anybody?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I've been one of these people. They're the biggest fans of the team, short of the coaching staff. They absolutely love, because you work for that team. You become friendly with the players and the coaches on a personal level. You're around them more than your family, and it's a high-profile job that very few people ever get to do. So people can say no, they wouldn't, all they want, but if they got a six-figure check and the opportunity to broadcast Major League Baseball, I don't think even 1% of our population would say no to that. Todd, if the Chicago Cubs showed up right now and asked me to be their play-by-play guy to replace Pat Hughes, that would never happen. But if it happened, I'd be a bigger Cubs fan than you were. You are, which is impossible.
29-22, literally and figuratively, because I'm really fat. 29-22 on the text line. Are we talking radio money or good money? Someone's worked in radio before. I kid. I'm very content with where I'm at. I am too well compensated for sitting behind a microphone and jabbering for 3 hours a day. This is the time where I've got my fingers crossed nobody in the building is listening right now. Openly admitting that. Darren in Iowa City, anyone can if they are doing it for a larger purpose, like for the sport of baseball or football or for the state of Iowa. I don't know about that. I would have a very hard time. Let's put it this way. I think if you dropped me in St. Louis and you said you gotta be Mike Shannon's personal caddy and carry his golf clubs around and talk to him about how great the 68 Cardinals were and everything, and I'm watching at home on the couch as the Cubs beat the Indians in Game 7 of the World Series, yeah, I'd be excited. I'd admit that I was excited, but when you're embedded with the organization, you can't even act like you acknowledge that anybody would be happy about the Cubs winning the World Series. I get that, but that's a tough sell for me to grow up as a fan and then just, you got to cut all ties. I mean, that's like going into the witness protection program. You are getting the Henry Hill treatment and you can't be a fan of your team anymore. That's the ultimate sacrifice for a sports fan.
It happens to players all the time.
Well, players don't care because
I feel like
they're chasing the money.
Well, Jason Kipnis last year grew up a Cubs fan.
Grew up down the street from Steve Bartman.
In Northbrook, Illinois, correct?
I believe so. And then basically ripped my heart out because I was at game 4 of the World Series, and that's the night that Kipnis had a tremendous game. He homered, and I remember walking out of Wrigley Field that night thinking, well, at least I've got this $40 hat that says World Series on the side of it. My faith wavered. I'll admit it. My faith wavered when they were down 3-1 last year.
When I was out in Oregon, I lived out in Corvallis, and the head play-by-play or the play-by-play announcer at Oregon State is a guy by the name of Mike Parker. Truly one of the best broadcasters in the country.
Is this the guy that likes Denny's?
Yes, he likes.
Okay.
He likes Denny's.
Google it.
You don't want to know where he went to college?
You go to Oregon State?
He went to Oregon.
Or Oregon.
He was an Oregon Duck. And now, when he brings up the Oregon Ducks, you can just see the fire come out of his eyes because he hates that school as much as anybody that I know and really loves Oregon State. So he gets a high-profile job. His allegiance is turned. Being around these play-by-play announcers and the people that cover the team, it's what they do. It's their livelihood. And, of course, if they get a high-profile job like that, their allegiances, they go out the window really quick and a lot quicker than you would think.
Matt, the Michigan fan on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, no way. Huge Michigan fan, and I could never work for Ohio State. Go Blue. If you're married and you have kids, I would love to see the explanation to your wife when you tell her, I turned down a life-changing amount of money because I bleed blue.
I always wonder, though, do you know the Alabama fan that poisoned Auburn's tree.
Yeah, well,
I forget his name.
And he should be forgotten.
Do you think he could do what we're talking about if he had the skill to do it?
So you take the Auburn tree poisoner.
Yep.
And you plop him into Tuscaloosa and say, "Roll Tide, baby." I'm gonna say no.
Or no. He's an Alabama fan. You plop him into Auburn's. Yeah. Into Jordan-Hare Stadium. I don't think so. I think those people are so fanatical about it that maybe there would be some hesitation.
Someone on the text line is bringing up Steve Stone. He actually, going from the Cubs to the White Sox, he played for both teams, though.
He did, and 72-95 brings up a very good example.
And the Cubs took a giant dump on him. So I do not blame him one bit, and I love Steve Stone. I think he's the best analyst in the business. He got a giant dump taken on him by the Cubs, so good on him. Now, he doesn't hide the animosity very much for the Cubs organization, his disdain, I should say, but that's sort of a bad example.
72-95, Dan Gable.
Yeah, alma mater, Iowa State. Iowa comes in, Gary Kirtlemeyer comes in with the offer, hey, be my assistant, and then I'm going to hand the program over to you, and the rest is history. Although, I got to think that there's probably a soft spot in his heart somewhere for his alma mater.
Matt and Adam both pointing out that the Auburn tree poisoner, his name is Harvey Updike. I would pay to hear Harvey Updike announce a football game.
Who says that guy can even put two words together?
He couldn't. That's the point.
I don't know. If the money was good enough, could you do it? Could you forget everything in your DNA? I'm talking you grew up, your third generation Hawkeye fan. Grandpa was a Hawkeye fan. You used to watch games together. 85, Michigan, Iowa, 1-2, Brent Musburger on the call, ABC TV. You're watching it on Grandpa's knee. You and Dad go to Kinnick Stadium for the first time. It is in your blood. And you get offered a life-changing amount of money, and the only caveat is that you've got to go be the biggest Iowa State homer in the world, and you can't acknowledge whatsoever that school out east exists anymore. Do you do it? 319-366-1600. Could you do you do it, and could you do it, I think, are two different questions. Most people will say they would do it. I want you to be honest with me. Could you do it? 319-366-1600.
Someone else bringing up have you heard of the lady Phyllis who calls into the Paul Feinbaum show?
Mulga, Alabama, yes. Or something like that. I don't listen to Paul Feinbaum.
I don't either.
A whole lot. My interest in SEC football is nil. Could I call? Is this a question for me or you?
No, could she do it?
No, I was reading one of the texts here about calling a Nebraska game. If you haven't figured anything out about me, I would do a lot of things for money. I would do a lot of things for money, including calling a Nebraska game.
Absolutely.
That part of me, but you get two of my teams involved here. My Major League Baseball team and my NFL team, and I've at least got to stop and contemplate whether or not I would do it.
29-22. Could you do it if you had to join the Doug and Daddy show and could not mock them anymore?
No, hell no. You could offer me $1 million and I would go, nah, I'd rather stay here in Cedar Rapids. And avoid, is tonight, it's Tuesday, it's Gourmet Burger Night. Gourmet Burger Night. 319-366-1600. Look at the response coming in on the text line. Holy cow. 4579, I have a Tiger Hawk tattoo, and I could still do it. I'm just never going to take my shirt off. Well, okay. And, Bielema coached at Wisconsin with a Tiger Hawk on his calf, which Wisconsin fans hated and Iowa fans hated it. I think both fan bases didn't like the fact that the Tiger Hawk was on his calf during his time in Madison, but he was all Badger. 319-366-1600. Let's go to John in Iowa City on the phone lines. John, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not a whole lot, John. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually wanted to answer your question about Iowa, about the taking the money or staying.
Yep, go ahead.
I would actually say, you know, just like in real life, you know, money's not always the answer for everything. But if I had a better position or a better school that came along, like, let's say, the University of Texas, and they offered me $500,000 less or $2 million less, but, you know, it's a better program, they have better recruiting and stuff like that, I'd go.
319-366-1600. How much money would it take for me to cheat at golf? Well, that's not germane to the situation because I don't cheat at golf. It's not what we're talking about.
I'm just saying this in these terms. And maybe we'll, you know what, we can't even use this on Woodjo on Thursday because we're using it here. If the organization
we can be lazy.
Or school or team, whatever you want to say, came to you. Let's just say you're a Cardinals fan and the Cubs come to you. And they are the only organization to offer you a job and a high-profile job covering the team. Could you switch your allegiance?
Man, I think I would have a really hard time doing it.
Man, that's crazy.
It's not a conversation that I would want to have over the dinner table. Hey, I got a job offer, and I turned it down. It's not a conversation I'm ever going to have to worry about having, but hypothetically speaking, that'd be difficult. 319-366-1600. The million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, right? Everybody's got a price. I was expecting him to say, you know what, yeah, kind of, you know, in my heart of hearts, yeah, a little bit of me, 9-year-old me, was thrilled that they won the World Series. No, man, he was hardcore. And he stuck to the party line because he repeated it. The whole thing about grandma and all of that, you know.
That's, maybe it's the truth.
No, man, there's no way.
I mean, there were some Cardinals fans that didn't care.
Well, of course.
They're, I mean,
not
there
the
were
best
some
fans in baseball.
There
for
were some
nothing.
That did care, but there were some that didn't.
Oh, there were a lot more Cardinal fans that cared about the Cubs winning the World Series than those who didn't.
Well, it was the same.
But they cared about it for different reasons.
Right. When the Cardinals won in 2011, it was the same thing, except the opposite direction. It happens. You don't want to see your rival win, for the most part. Some are more vociferous about it than others.
45 games remaining in the regular season, 30-some of them for the Cubs against teams with a 500 record or worse. Time to make hay. 525. We'll talk a little more baseball with Tommy Watkins coming up at the bottom of the hour. 6 o'clock hour, the BTN boycotting the Todd Brommelkamp show. I have no idea why, as this predates this show. We have a hard time getting BTN people to join us on this program, and they're all over the place everywhere else. So we're just going to pretend like we're talking with Jerry DiNardo, Tom Dienert, Dave Revson, the entire BTN staff that was at Iowa's practice yesterday, and we're going to use their Twitter in order to pull this off. That's our number three. But first, 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 is going to win tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That Hairball show in November. This is, was it like a year or two ago that they were at the Ice Arena? They were fantastic, and it's a nice venue. I think the perfect size for them, and they put on a great show. If you've never seen them, 80s rock, you'll like it. The fan, they've got fans, they come dressed up. It's like they're going to see Motley Crue and Van Halen, and Guns N' Roses, and they're really good. 319-366-1600. That's right. Rock and roll will never die if Hairball has anything to say about it. November 18th is the date for the concert. You can get the tickets right now at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, the U.S. Cellular Center box office, or online at Ticketmaster.com. 526, we'll step aside, find out who our winner. Actually, Todd in Solon is our winner tonight. That was fast. Let's see if Kyle can get into the studio as fast for his next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. It's on the way after this. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight, fight, fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our producer, ready for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
The UNI wrestling program landed a big transfer today, and now former Hawkeye Jack Wagner. He was 17-7 as a redshirt freshman last year, wrestling at 133 pounds. He was also a 3-time state champion at Bettendorf and considered a commitment to UNI coming right out of high school. Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy will be playing in the New York Penn League All-Star Game tonight in New York. McCoy has been playing shortstop for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Orioles, and he's been hitting .310. The Colonels announced a roster move today, a well-earned promotion for Clark Beaker to Fort Myers of the Florida State League. Beaker was 11-3 with a 2.03 ERA, and he's currently on a 32 2/3 innings pitch scoreless streak. Eddie Del Rosario is going to be the man coming back to Cedar Rapids on the other end of that transaction. Royce Lewis went 2-for-4 with an RBI last night, but the Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees 2-1. Brian Sammons will be on the hill tonight for Game 2 of that 4-game series, taking on Louis Madero, and that's going to begin at 6:30. The Twins are back in action tonight with the man that just won't stop on the mound. Bartolo Colon's last two starts have been a complete game victory and 7 scoreless in another win. And tonight he's opposite Danny Salazar taking on the Cleveland Indians. First pitch is set for 7:10, and you can hear it here on KGYM after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
We're going to head to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes, but my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Panthers gave 34-year-old linebacker Thomas Davis a one-year $6.75 million extension. It includes $3 million fully guaranteed. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott formally filed his appeal of his six-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. His hearing scheduled for August 29th. First baseball game of the day, George Springer's two-run double highlighted a five-run second for the Astros. They lead the Diamondbacks 8-4, top of the ninth inning. Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera returns from a back issue. He'll bat first and hit cleanup tonight against the Rangers. Colorado third baseman Nolan Arenado back in the lineup 2 days after leaving a game when he was hit on the left hand by a pitch. Arenado, who leads the majors with 100 RBI, is set to start at third base and bat third versus the Braves. Virginia football coach Bronco Mendenhall today spoke to reporters for the first time since violence rocked Charlottesville over the weekend when white supremacists marched on that city. Mendenhall said the team's message is one of unity, embracing diversity, and being together.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. Seven ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you love your car and you love football, buy Castrol Edge Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts. Because right now, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $29.99 at Advance, you get a free NFL team blanket. Perfect for those who love football, but not football weather. Available only to Advance Speed Perks members or at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Courtesy of Castrol, the official motor oil of the NFL. Redeem at CastrolPromotion.com or by mail. Ends 1/31/18. Allow $6.95 shipping and handling.
Welcome back in 5:35, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, and it is Tuesday. You know what that means here. It means it's time to check in with our old pal Tommy Watkins, manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Tuesdays with Tommy. Tommy's on the road today, heading to Burlington, Iowa, where the Colonels are going to continue their commuter series with the Burlington Bees. And boy, Tommy, I don't know if we've got anything to talk about with you today. Where would you like to start?
I'm sure there's a couple of things you want to talk about.
Let's talk about Royce Lewis. How did you find out that he'd be joining the Colonels over the weekend?
Just a couple of days ago, Brad called our farm director and said, I think you guys are going to get Royce tomorrow. So I was like, oh, wow. I didn't know if I believed him or not, but they went ahead and went with it. So it's good to have him.
What was the reaction when the team found out that he was joining them?
I think everybody was excited. I didn't announce to anybody anything, but I think just him being there, all the guys are pretty pumped, and he's just a team guy, and I think he makes everybody get along.
It seems like maybe, and I'm drawing conclusions here because it's only been 3 days. But it seems like the team maybe has re-energized itself with his presence. They seem to be playing with a little bit more gusto than they have the last month or so.
I think so. You know, guys like that, it's their personality. You know, I've been talking about that David Ross did a thing with the Players Tribune about glue guys. And I think he's definitely a guy that'll be a glue guy in any club I see in it. So it's been fun to have him, and you can see a little different spark in the club.
How beneficial for a player like him, who's as young as he is, for his development to get some experience in the postseason?
I think that's very important. You know, we're trying to develop guys to be big leaguers. We also trying to develop guys to be winners and win in the big league. So I think it's very important for him to, for all of us, to experience a playoff atmosphere.
Talking with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins, they're on the road tonight in Burlington, back home Friday, 6:35, a Z102.9 Mug Club night against the Beloit Snappers. Let's go back to Saturday night. Royce Lewis gets into town Saturday afternoon. You plug him right into the lineup leading off, and he gets a hit his first four at-bats. At what point did you say to yourself at all during that time, man, I can't believe what I'm seeing?
You know, you kind of think like that a little bit, but he took some professional bets, and I knew it was fun to see. I kind of grinned to myself when he got the first one, and when he got the fourth one, a little flare over to right field. When he got out his last at bat, I just said to him jokingly, "You are human." But he took some good at bats that night, and it was fun to see. I think the guys feed off of that.
You've played it at both levels. What's the difference between the Gulf Coast League and the Midwest League? Because Lewis said the pace of play is a little bit crisper up here, a little bit faster, and he can definitely tell the difference.
You know, I think when you move up every level, the play gets a little faster. You know, the GCL is a lot of younger guys. The pitchers they throw hard, and they don't have quite the idea where they want it to go. And that gets better at every level. So I think that's one thing you can definitely see. From going up from each level, balls are usually falling. Those balls are starting to get caught. They get caught more and more each level you go up. So that's basically what you know, moving up levels is all about, just getting accustomed to the speed of play.
I know this isn't going to be an obvious answer, but for a guy like that, where there's some versatility in the field, he's playing shortstop now. There's been talk about his ability to play the outfield. What goes into finding his position now and then in the long term as well?
I think when a guy plays shortstop, I think it's good for him to play shortstop as long as they can. I think being right in the middle of the field, you got to learn a lot more of the game, basically knowing where everybody's supposed to line up and things like that. I think it's a lot easier to move to the outfield than it is to, you know, move from the outfield to the infield. So I just think playing and being an athlete and learning the game in all phases is good for him.
Where do you get the sense that he may ultimately wind up once he reaches the major leagues?
I don't think you really know right now. I mean, from first look, you know, he's an athlete, and I think he could play shortstop right now. You don't know what the future holds, but he's definitely an athlete.
He looks
like he can do it out there right now.
He seems to me, at least from watching from afar, to be a relatively humble kid for being an instant millionaire at 18 years old. What have been your thoughts of your interactions with him and his personality?
He's a very humble kid. Like I say, he gets along with everybody. You can tell that just from looking at him and talking to him that he, you know, he times for what he did, but I think he's just a joy to be around. Like I say, I'm definitely a group guy that everybody would gravitate to in the clubhouse.
Would this be a bad time to tell you that he's going to be on the program with us tomorrow, and that if he's really good, we're going to replace Tuesdays with Tommy with Tuesdays with Royce?
I think you might as well go ahead and line that one up. He'll be a pretty good.
Hey, I got it. Is Torrey Hunter coming to town this year or not?
I talked to him the other day, and he said he was going to make it down again. He's got to go to Minnesota next week, but he said he's going to come after that. So hopefully he'll make it. We'll definitely take him if he can make it.
I got to think that he'd be interested in seeing Royce Lewis up close and personal himself. Tommy Watkins joining us on the program, the manager of the Colonels. Time is running out to see the Colonels. I think there's only 7 or 8 home games remaining, including Friday, as we mentioned, a Z102.9 Mug Club night as the Colonels take on the Beloit Snappers. A little bit of roster news today. Looks like you guys lost Clark Beaker to promotion, and Eddie Del Rosario is coming back. How difficult is this time of year? Because you've got to start thinking about innings and pitch counts and starting to think about shutting guys down, but you've also still got the postseason to think about.
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, promotions is all about it. That's what we work for, is to get guys promoted to the next level. Beaker had an unbelievable season here, and I think we would like to have him start that game one in the playoffs. But when you lose a guy to promotion, it's always a good thing. So I think he'll go up there and do well. He's a professional on and off the field. When we get Del Rosario back, he's going to move him to the bullpen too. So give some other guys an opportunity to start and see what they can do.
At what point do you start thinking about that playoff game against Kane County and trying to line things up? Is that still about a week or two away?
Well, I think before today, I think we would all thought Beaker would have started that first game of the playoffs. But since he's gone, I think we'll rethink it again some more and see how guys do coming down the stretch.
Well, Tommy, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program tonight, and keep enjoying those commuter trips back and forth to Burlington. I know they're a highlight for everybody, players and coaches, managers alike, but the season is almost over. I think we've got maybe one more chat with you. Does that sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us on a Tuesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. We'll be back with more after this.
Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I've had many of them tell me the hardest part of being a college head coach is dealing with problems your players create. But if you don't deal with them the right way, you lose their respect. You let that happen a few times, you're roadkill. You're done. Florida head football coach Jim McElwain is walking dangerously close to the line of losing respect right now. Antonio Callaway is a fantastic receiver, Florida's best. He's also become a tremendous problem. One of 7 Gators suspended for their season opener, Callaway and 6 teammates committed fraud, buying merchandise on student ID cards and then selling it for cash. Dumb thing to do, right? This follows other Callaway incidents. Last May, charged with possession of marijuana. Early 2016, accused of sexual assault but was later cleared as he admitted to being so high he couldn't possibly have managed to even have sex. He's been suspended for practices, now for a game, a huge game. It shouldn't matter that Callaway's a great player. He's become a greater problem. Jim McElwain needs to hammer him right now, maybe even kick him off the team before he himself is roadkill. In 60 seconds, are regular people allowed to do this?
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At 6 a.m., 40 million Americans are waking up to a Gillette shave. And at our factory in Boston, 1,200 workers are starting their day building on over 100 years of heritage and innovation. Today, we're bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day, putting money back in the pockets of millions of Americans. I'm proud to bring you Gillette Quality for Less, because nobody can beat the men and women of Gillette. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your fourth order free. Gillette, the best a man can get.
It shook the world of college hoops yesterday. 6'11", Marvin Bagley III announcing he'll play at Duke this season, reclassifying to do it. He immediately became the number one player in the ESPN 100, a high school junior, essentially, better than all the seniors. But this has me thinking, when did reclassifying become so easy? I mean, he's done it. Jontay Porter just did it. He's going to Missouri. Andre Drummond was probably the first years ago, but it seems to be becoming common. Is it that easy to do? And could I have done it, say, in 1993? Normal student, hey, I want to start college early. Can non-athletes do it? If not, why not? I'm just tired of high school. Let's hit college a year early. Look, I need answers before my kids try to leave the house before they're 18, okay? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Colville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive, day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Colville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawks!
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
Hey football fans, are you ready to score the best deal of the season? Then you need Iman's Ultimate Fan Package. You'll save over $1,200 on your cable, TV, and internet package. Plus, receive NFL Red Zone free for one season. Be game ready every day with Iman's fast and reliable connections, plus unbeatable local customer service. To find out how you can save $1,200 over 2 years and score your own fan package, call Iman at 298-6484 or visit iman.net/radio. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
5:48, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, a little bit past the halfway point on a Tuesday, August 15th edition, coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Our studios broadcasting on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa. On 1600 AM, the main gym, hour number three is right around the corner. We'll talk jersey etiquette on grown men as well as pretend that we have an interview with the BTN analysts who were at Iowa's football practice yesterday. They won't actually join us on the show for whatever reason. We just don't get a response from the network. So instead, we'll just pretend that they are here with us. Did you do that when you were a kid? Did you ever have to... You had brothers and sisters and stuff, so...
But we would still pretend.
Okay.
Like, we're playing basketball on the driveway, pretending that it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Yeah, playing wiffle ball, pretending like it's Game 7 of the World Series, of course. Okay. Every kid does.
And that you grew up as a fan of the team that wins Game 7 of the World Series, and then you hit the walk-off wiffle homer, and then you just say, I'm not happy about that, because I work for the other team now. No, you didn't.
I never did that.
In depth when you were a kid. Okay,
no.
I could see that.
I was an imaginary. I had a great imagination, but not that good of an imagination. A
couple of bits of Iowa baseball news to pass along. The Hawkeyes are on their way to Taiwan to represent the United States at the World University Games. We mentioned yesterday on the program that Marty Sutherland got promoted to associate head coach under Rick Heller, which is a fantastic move. Today, New York Penn League All-Star game going on. Kyle has mentioned that Mason McCoy is playing in that sixth-round draft pick of the Baltimore Orioles. Jake Adams, who was also a sixth-round draft pick this year by the Houston Astros, did not make the New York Penn League All-Star team, but the game is being held at the home of the Tri-City Valley Cats in Troy, New York, which is where the Astros affiliate plays, and he was invited to participate in the New York Penn League Home Run Derby as part of the All-Star festivities. Jake Adams is your 2017 New York Penn League Home Run Derby champion. He hit 13 home runs in the final round in order to win it. So the former Hawkeye slugger, reigning Big Ten Player of the Year, not exactly tearing the cover off the ball in the New York Penn League. He's hitting homers. I think he's got 8 during the regular season, but that's about all he's hitting, unfortunately. The last time I looked, his batting average was south of the Mendoza line, which is 200 if you're not a baseball fan. But he's got a little more hardware to put on the mantle at home. The champion of the home run derby there in the New York Penn League. We're trying to get caught up with Mason McCoy, by the way. I guess we're having a hard time getting in touch with somebody from the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And do you know why they are the Ironbirds?
Let me guess. They're named after Cal Ripken Jr.
They were when they, I don't know whether they still are or not, but they were at one point in time owned by Ripken Baseball. So that's why they were the Ironbirds. And I can't remember whether they've divested from that or not. They've got the Ripken Baseball organization, and they do fantastic work with that. But yeah, they had a couple minor league teams, and that was one of them.
I was just going to ask if they're in the same league as the Kannapolis Intimidators, but I instantly knew the answer was no. That's the next level up, isn't it?
Yes. The
That's on par with... That would be on par with the Midwest League?
No, they are...
The South Atlantic League?
Yes. Yeah, that's they're in the South Atlantic League, and then you've got the Winston-Salem Dash, which is above Kannapolis, which is in the Carolina League. And unless you're a Chicago White Sox fan, maybe none of this makes sense to you right now, but... Yeah, it's very complicated. All you need to know is that Jake Adams is your New York Penn League home run champion, and Mason McCoy is, for some reason, maybe he's got a future working with the BTN, I don't know. So give me your best guess. Why don't they like us?
I don't know, because...
As I said yesterday...
I feel like they do.
I said yesterday when Chumlund was here, we could bump a tree in the front lawn, and a BTN person would fall out of it.
I don't know.
Rick Pizzo, Revson.
Glenn Mason.
Tom Diener, Mason, Howard Griffith, Jerry DiNardo. Maybe our former producer went to the well too often, and now it's dry. I don't know. We tried offering them tacos yesterday, and now today, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to pretend like they're here in the studio with us and use their tweets to answer Hawkeye football questions. Before we do that, though, Kyle is with us here, ready for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The UNI wrestling program landed a big transfer today, and now former Hawkeye Jack Wagner. He was 17-7 as a redshirt freshman last year, wrestling at 133 pounds. He was also a three-time state champion at Bettendorf and considered a commitment to UNI coming right out of high school. Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy will be playing in the New York Penn League All-Star Game tonight in New York. McCoy has been playing shortstop for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Class A affiliate for the Orioles, and is hitting .310. The Colonels announced a roster move today, a well-earned promotion for Clark Beaker to Fort Myers of the Florida State League. Beaker is 11-3 with a 2.03 ERA and currently on a 32 2/3 innings pitched scoreless streak. Eduardo Del Rosario is coming back to Cedar Rapids on the other end of that move. Royce Lewis went 2-for-4 with an RBI last night, but the Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees 2-1. Brian Sammons will be on the hill tonight for Game 2 of that four-game series, taking on Luis Madero, beginning at 6:30. The Twins are back in action tonight with the man that just won't stop on the mound. Bartolo Colon's last two starts have been a complete game victory and 7 scoreless in another win, and tonight he's opposite Danny Salazar taking on the Cleveland Indians. First pitch is set for 7:10, and you can hear it here on KGYM after our show on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And again, I know we shared this fact earlier, but Bartolo Colon, who came up in the Indians organization, made his Major League debut with Cleveland when Francisco Lindor, the starting shortstop for the Indians, was still inside his mother's womb. That puts into perspective the run that Bartolo Colon has had. Tom Hamilton, who's the play-by-play voice of the Indians, gave an interview not too long ago when he said, look, Bartolo Colon put on weight every single year he was in the major leagues, and folks with the Indians just assumed at some point in time his body was going to break down, he was going to eat himself out of the league, and yet here we are, Bartolo Colon in his 40s, still pitching and still pitching effectively in the major leagues.
I just want to know what the secret is, because... Anybody else, I mean, we've seen a lot of athletes that gain weight, and then that's kind of the end of their career.
Have you ever seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes?
I have not.
The secret is in the sauce, or so I'm told. 319-366-1600. Pablo Sandoval is a good example of that. Now, Pablo Sandoval says that when he signed with the Red Sox and took all of that money, that his heart was still in San Francisco. And now he's back with the Giants organization.
Isn't
that
a song?
That is Tony Bennett, yes. There's a good example of taking the money elsewhere and having to turn your back on an organization that you feel a great kinship with. So now Pablo Sandoval's back with the Giants, and we'll see whether or not he can resuscitate his career. I don't think so. I think the best days are behind him. I remember, man, people were paying a ton of money for his memorabilia. Pablo Sandoval, next big thing. Tim Lincecum, next big thing.
I have a Pablo Sandoval jersey, which is going to be a great segue into our next discussion.
Where are our number people
three.
Now? Yes, what is the etiquette for a grown adult man wearing a professional sports jersey, especially when it comes from a team that he is not a fan of? Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? That, and we treat the BTN tweets as if they are our own and in studio with us on the program. This is either going to be the best hour of radio you've ever heard in Eastern Iowa, or it's going to be the greatest hour of radio you've heard in Eastern Iowa. There is no choice. KGYM, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, hour number three on the way after this.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available.